Welcome to CPA Matters, a podcast from the Delaware Society of Certified Public Accountants. I'm Dana Rubenstein, CEO of the Delaware Society of CPAs. In this podcast series, we'll be talking with CPAs and other professionals about issues affecting you and the accounting profession. In today's podcast, I'll be speaking with Amy Mann, Communications Director with CPA Charge.
Today I'm talking with Amy Mann, Communications Director with CPA Charge. Hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm thrilled to talk with you.
Yeah, we're so excited. So tell me a little bit about CPA Charge and your role with CPA Charge.
Great. Well, like you said, I'm our Communications Director, and so CPA Charge is actually one payment solution that's part of a larger body of payment solutions offered by a company called Affinipay. And so I'm the communications director for Affinipay and all of our respective brands. Our goal at Affinipay is to build payment solutions that allow professional services providers like CPAs, like attorneys, associations and nonprofits, accept payments online from their members or from their clients. And so I work across those brands just to help promote awareness of this. And I spend a lot of my time doing research and creating thought leadership for individuals in those respective fields, both about payments, but about other trends that matter to them. Technology, security, whatever we think people in these professional fields need to know about, we're really committed to providing them with valuable and useful resources to help them in their professions and to help them in their business.
And you mentioned security, and of course, everybody is concerned about security when it comes to financial transactions. Mm-hmm. What payment and technology trends are you keeping an eye on that you think professionals should know about?
Definitely. And, you know, security is right at the top of that list, especially when we talk about, you know, CPAs. I mean, think of the typical CPA office. By the very nature of the work that they do, they have access to everything a would-be fraudster would need to steal an identity, to commit financial transactions under somebody else's name. And we even have seen a rise in the CPA and the legal world of hackers getting this information and then holding the individual office kind of a ransom for that data. And so security is really at the top of the list of trends that we're looking at. And so advice that we give to people on a very regular basis, both in terms of payments, which is our specialty, but really anything security or privacy related, is the best thing that we can do. And the best thing that we can do as professionals is to find a qualified third-party vendor who really specializes in that type of technology or in that type of security and entrust that sensitive data to them. So, you know, I'll speak from the payments world since that's where I live, but, you know, keeping credit card, I used to work for a law firm and we literally kept credit card numbers written on post-it notes attached to the outside of a client file. Did it all the time. Huge security risk. Now I'm mortified that this was something we did. But had anybody broken into our offices? We had credit card information saved in emails, which were encrypted, but they were still on our servers. So if somebody had gained access to our office or had gained access to our systems, they would have had everything they needed to perpetrate financial fraud against our clients who we were committed to protecting. And so what we love to recommend is, you know, scaling up to make every individual legal office or every individual CPA office a tight-knit cybersecurity crackdown is really not scalable. But there are companies out there like CPA Charge and in the web development space, you know, Amazon Web Services for web server providers. There are these groups that have teams of experts on site building up top-notch security. And so the more information that professionals can take out of their office, off of their computers, out of their hands, and place into the hands of trusted professionals who have the teams and the IT know-how to protect it, it really removes a lot of that risk and it removes a lot of that liability from those offices. You know, we always kind of joke that you can't steal something that's not there in the first place. And so if people, you know, are concerned about security, look for those ways in your office. Look for those things that you can take out of your hands and say, you know what, I could try to protect this, or I could beef up my security, but also there's somebody out there that can do this at scale for a fraction of the cost and at an exponential level beyond what I can do. And that's one of the biggest trends that we're really seeing, is people migrating sensitive or compromising information out of their offices and placing that in the hand of these trusted, qualified third parties.
And as you know, we've recently partnered with AffiniPay, mm-hmm. To handle credit card processing for the Delaware Society of CPAs. And I know that you have CPA Charge that can handle that for the CPA firms. And I was surprised to find that we didn't have the same level of security that you're offering mm-hmm. through AffiniPay. So what is it that you're offering that my CPA firms and the members in industry can offer to their own employers that sets you apart from the other companies out there?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest differences with CPA Charge is that we built our own payment technology. We built our entire payment gateway in-house, which means we have full control. We are not beholden to another company who might not be patching things, who might not be updating things, who might not be doing that day-to-day due diligence, maintaining that security. And so our solution, it's completely held by us. We control every aspect of the security around it. And we are PCI Level 1 certified, which means that we receive quarterly scans from an independent security assessor and an annual on-site audit in our office to make sure that we are doing exactly what we need to do to protect sensitive data at the highest levels possible. So what that offers to CPAs is, again, that ability to just kind of, you know, set it and forget it in terms of security. What we offer is a way to accept secure online payments so that that credit card data and that payment information never touches the CPA's computers. It never touches their office in the first place. We build and customize a secure payment page for every client that we work with, and they can use that link in whatever way makes sense for their office. So they could send it in an email, they could take a payment right on site, face to face with a client, they could attach it to an invoice or connect it to an invoice in a practice management solution they might be using. But that then gives them the information, or it gives their client the ability to input their financial information, their payment information, right into a secure page that looks like it's part of the CPA's website or invoices, but really lives on our secure servers. And so we're maintained with protecting that. So the CPA gets all the convenience of an in-office or an online solution, but they don't have to do anything to protect it. None of that payment data is connected to their network, to their computer. It's all housed with us so that we can focus on maintaining that, maintaining the security, and they can just make payments super, super simple for themselves and for their clients.
And you mentioned PCI compliance. Mm-hmm. So can you just talk a little bit about what that is? Because I know that's sort of a, you know, we hear it.
Sure.
And yet we don't really know what that means.
Yeah. So PCI compliance stands for Payment Card Industry Compliance. And it the PCI data security standards are a set of rules established by the major card brands, so Visa, MasterCard, Discover. And they maintain kind of a set of best practices that anyone who accepts credit cards should be maintaining to ensure security and compliance. And so any business that accepts credit card payments has to do an annual questionnaire just to ensure that they are PCI compliant. And so we like to think of PCI compliance, it kind of has two legs. There's the stuff that happens in your office if you're a professional, if you're a CPA, and then there's the stuff that happens out of your office. So the stuff that happens out of your office is what we at CPA Charge are charged with. We have to build a secure gateway and protect payment data at a truly expert level. We have to provide tons of information, undergo regular scans and audits to prove that we are doing our due diligence to protect that information. At the individual level, what happens in your office is that anyone who's accepting credit card payments through any type of gateway, whether it's a terminal, online, anything, they have to prove that they are maintaining best practices in their office in order to keep that data safe. And what that really looks like is ensuring, I mean, some really common sense and best practices that even if you're not accepting credit cards, you should probably be doing this anyways. Some of the things that you have to verify in this annual questionnaire are things like you don't have payment card or payment data written down on pieces of paper in your office. Or if you do, you're keeping it in a locked cabinet or a safe or something like that. You're ensuring that everyone in your office has their own unique passwords and login informations for the networks and systems that you use, and that not everyone is using a communal network password or a communal software password. Just very simple, you know, nothing scary, nothing like IT pro level, but just really smart best practices for maintaining any type of data security, not just payment security. So at the individual level, those PCI standards really do just provide a great best practice framework for security in a professional office. And then at our level, it's the heavy lifting and the encryption and the tokenization of all of that sensitive data.
And I had mentioned that we are transitioning to AffiniPay, and you've made that really easy for us. I'm assuming that the same would be true for my members who may want to start utilizing CPA Charge.
Absolutely. From an overall system, the move is really easy. We can get you set up usually in 24 to 48 hours. You can start running your first charge. Our system is built to be super user-friendly, and so we offer walkthroughs of our system if you want to kind of learn some next-level tips and tricks and best practices. But a lot of times, people are able to just log in. Our dashboard is very easy to use. They can get up and running. And then on the security side, we actually really, you know, we're very passionate about security. So we offer a free PCI compliance program for all of our users so that when that annual questionnaire comes up, we'll work with you and guide you through it and make sure you know exactly what everything means, how to take care of it. A lot of other companies will actually charge their users for their compliance. And with us, we really believe it's so important. We don't want to put any barriers up for people to be maintaining those best security practices in their offices. So we include that in our program free of charge.
Yeah, and that's all been really helpful because I certainly don't have time to deal with this. I know my members don't have time deal with this. So anything you can take off my plate is certainly something that I appreciate.
We are happy to.
So I know that we have a link on our website that people can go to learn more about CPA Charge. And I just want to thank you so much for taking some time today to chat with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of CPA Matters. And just for our members, CPA Charge has a great introductory offer. Sign up with CPA Charge between September 1 and September 30, and you will receive 3 months with no monthly fee and a $200 credit toward processing fees. To learn more, click on the CPA Charge banner ad on our website homepage at dscpa.org. I can tell you from personal experience that CPA Charge makes transitioning your credit card processor quick, easy, and stress-free. To share your feedback with us about any of our podcast episodes, email info@dscpa.org. We'll be back soon with another new episode, so stay tuned.